Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in the second episode of this section talking about suffering for righteousness in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. We talked about yesterday pursuing what is good, being zealous for what is good. Today we're going to look more at verse 14, which says this: "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear in them, nor be troubled."
Yeah, literally it's "do not fear their fear," is the literal translation. But the point he's making is even if you suffer for righteousness' sake, even if you should suffer for, and he's already asked, who's going to harm us? Well,
nobody.
Big picture, nobody is. They may cause some pain or whatever, but it's not going to be long-term, eternal, or not real. So, but even if we do suffer for righteousness, then he says we are blessed. And, you know, we don't usually think that way. What we usually do is blame God for the suffering, probably because we're thinking worldly things instead of spiritual things.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me earlier whenever he talked about if you suffer for he was talking about the relationship between masters and servants. He says, what good is it if you sin and you're beaten for it, but when you do good and you suffer, you endure, it's a gracious thing in the sight of God. Well, it's kind of that same idea of, you know, there's nothing that can really harm you, but even if you do have to suffer for the sake of righteousness, he says, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be recognized by the Lord, because that's why you're suffering is for the sake of righteousness.
Verse 12, he kind of said that too. Yeah. Even if suffering comes from doing righteous, you're doing right. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yeah. He says, ultimately, you want to keep in mind where that suffering is coming from, first of all, and recognize that it's not long term, but ultimately that you're going to be blessed if you recognize it and you're still willing to go through it for the sake of Christ. I think it's kind of a comforting thought to think about that the Lord is not turning a blind eye for us suffering for his sake. And he recognizes those who have gone through more for the sake of Christ. And that's not going to go unnoticed, especially in eternity, to say that, you know, you fought through a lot of challenges. You know, whoever this is, he says, you're suffering for righteousness' sake. At the end of time, he's going to say, listen, you know, you went through a lot of challenges, and yet you never wavered. You never came away from your faith one bit, and that's worth recognition and worth honor and worth glory, which is, you know, some of those ideas we talked about back in chapter 1.
Yeah. First of all, suffering for righteousness' sake, we ought to ask ourselves the question, if the government decided that it was going to start persecuting, would they even know to come to our house?
Yeah.
Do all of my neighbors know that I'm a follower of Jesus? Do the people that I work with, do they know I'm a follower of Jesus? Would there be enough evidence for the Romans to drag me out in the street, you know? Do they see me pursuing peace and choosing righteousness and be zealous for good when, you know, their dog got in my garden or whenever, you know, they wanted to put up that fence or, you know, whatever, how I treated them. So there's that side of it. First of all, are we living in a way that people would even persecute us for righteousness' sake? But if we are, then we're blessed. Now, he says if again. We keep needing to point that out because it doesn't mean you're always going to suffer. There's some people that thinks that if you're not suffering, you must not be doing what's right.
Yeah.
Or I even heard a guy one time say, well, that church is growing, so that must mean that they're doing something wrong. You know, well, not because good things happen. I mean, I probably wouldn't be a big fan of the church in Jerusalem in the book of Acts because they were growing left and right. But nonetheless, you know, it is possible. And, you know, we always imagine the bad that can come with an opportunity. And our suffering's nowhere near where a first century Christian would have been, nowhere near what Jesus went through. But we always imagine the bad, but can we begin to see the good that could come out of that? Are we shifting our focus to even think that way?
Yeah, and I don't know. I struggle to answer that, honestly, in our culture, because we're not being oppressed at all in the same way that they were. I think in some ways...
But my point is, even in light of that, we always think worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah. But I think in some ways...
How bad would it be if we got oppressed like they did?
Yeah. I think sometimes our biggest challenge can be the opposite, that they realize the urgency of getting his message out because they're being oppressed, because it was being threatened, and because we're not. I think sometimes we have the availability and the temptation just to kind of become lackadaisical about it, which is why I don't know how many people could answer, you know, well, yeah, they would obviously know that I'm Christian. Well, you know, I don't know that it's you know, we feel the necessity, if I can get my words out, the necessity of going and sharing that message, you know, because it's not under threat. It's not going anywhere, at least as you know, as much as we can see into the future. Mm-hmm. There's no threat of that changing. So what's the rush, you know? And I think that's sometimes how we view it. And the reality is, if you're suffering for righteousness' sake, you need to be spreading that message, and that doesn't need to stop. If you're not suffering for righteousness' sake, then what excuse do you have? You know, how much more ought we be able to evangelize and go out and spread that message if we're not facing the same challenges that they are?
Yeah, and the point here is not to spread it if you're not being persecuted, but
right.
But the point is that, like, how much do we fear their fear? Even when there is no real threat, mm-hmm. we fear that fear. And yet, at the same time, how often, when we're afraid of what worst case scenario might happen, that it never happens, we sometimes fear their fear more than we do have fear of the Lord, and it causes us to be troubled or unsettled. You know, there's a difference in seeking peace and compromising, and that's what we tend to do. And so, you know, the main idea here is that, you know, even if we are, we may not be, but worst case scenario, you are persecuted, worst case in way that you could think of it. There's still a blessing in that. And the blessing, I think, is what he said back in verse 12, was that his ears are the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. So like you said, he understands and knows what we're going through, and that's a comfort, but also he hears us when we call to him. We're in a relationship with him, in other words.
Yeah.
And we can't let any kind of persecution keep us from that relationship with him and sharing that with others as well.
Yeah, and I think we think about that idea a lot of times whenever we think about sin. And on the negative side of that, it's like, we can't hide from God, you know. But on the other side of that is, if you're suffering or if you're not suffering, through your Christian walk, you also can't hide from God. And mm-hmm. he's going to see the good things that you do as well. He's mm-hmm. going to see the way... that you suffer for him if need be, but also if you know, you're just pursuing righteousness and pursuing what is good, that's also not going to be hidden from him. And I think that's something that we can hold on to and recognize that, good or evil, the Lord's going to see it, and the Lord is going to know that that's, you know, what we've walked through in our walk with our faith. Hope that this has been an encouragement to you today on Scripture Spotlight. We hope that this can inspire you to dive deeper into God's Word in your own time, and that you'll be back with us over the next few episodes as we keep discussing this idea in verses 13 through 17 of suffering for righteousness' sake. We'll see you next time on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.